I was so excited to start at college. I'd been looking forward to this a lot in the last couple of months, since my girlfriend and I had broken up. We were headed to colleges on different coasts, and she thought it wouldn't work. It sucked, and all I could think about was getting to college and meeting new people, moving forward. As far as guys go, I thought I looked pretty good. At 5'8", 150 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, I was a pretty typical college student. I'd run track and done swimming for ages, and that always kept me looking athletic. Finding a girlfriend shouldn't be too crazy. My parents brought me over and helped me carry my stuff into my new dorm room. It was pretty nice, actually. Better than I thought it would be. It was still two guys to a room, but each room had an ensuite bathroom and a shared kitchen down the hall. The room itself was pretty spacious, but then again, moving my stuff filled it up a bit, and my roommate hadn't even arrived yet. Maybe it would get way more cramped soon, but I was excited for my roommate to turn up. I didn't know anything about him other than that we were both freshmen. I just hoped that he wasn't an asshole. After I unpacked, I said goodbye to my parents and was left sitting in a half-filled dorm room. It felt kinda lonely, and it was near lunchtime anyway, so I headed off to find some food. I wandered around campus, staring at the huge buildings, the big park with the lake. Everything looked so amazing. It felt like a captivating place to live, and I drank it in. I thought about what my roommate could be like. I'd always had a room to myself, so I was pretty apprehensive to share a room with someone. But I'd played sports through high school and was pretty used to locker room banter, so I hoped it would be okay. Honestly, growing up as an only child, I'd always wanted a brother. That was probably asking too much from a random roommate, but I could hope. All of that wandering around took up way more time than I thought. Eventually, I headed back to the dorm. Who knows, maybe he had turned up. As I walked down the hall, I saw the door to the room was open. I peeked my head in cautiously and was not prepared for what I saw. He did not look like a freshman. A huge, muscled, shirtless back filled my vision. The guy was definitely taller and bigger than me. He looked like a bodybuilder. His shirt was hanging out of the pocket of his jeans as he moved some boxes around the room. Well, better start this before he catches me staring. I knocked on the door as I came in, so I didn't surprise him. As he turned to face me, I saw he was a pretty stereotypical jock. His body was sculpted with big pecs and arms and visible abs. Even his neck was thick. He was also pretty handsome, and I could feel a bit of jealousy. His backwards cap showed a bit of brown hair sneaking out, but otherwise he was mostly hairless. His hand gripped mine firmly. "I'm Hunter. Great to meet you, dude. Looks like you got your stuff in already." "Yeah, you need a hand with anything?" He shook his head. "Nah, man, got it under control. Room's getting pretty full now, huh?" I glanced around at the stuff he'd moved in, taking up the remaining space. "For sure, for sure," Hunter cracked a confident smile at me. I smiled back, and in the moment of silence, my eyes just drifted across his chest. Hunter laughed. "Oh, damn, sorry, dude. I was getting real hot carrying that stuff in and didn't think about it." He pulled his shirt out and moved to put it back on. "Hey, it's cool. I don't mind. We're gonna be roommates anyway." He paused and threw the shirt back on his bed. "Sweet, I'm way too hot anyway. If it gets too much, just tell me, man. Otherwise, feel free to be as comfortable as you want. Like you said, roommates." The next 2 days were pretty hectic, getting to know the campus and getting settled in. Hunter had no problem getting comfortable in the dorm, though. He slept in just his boxers and then stayed like that until he went out. I initially stayed fully clothed, although after a while, I stopped bothering with shorts and just wore my boxers and a shirt in the room. I did still feel that bit of jealousy towards this crazily built guy and would find myself looking at him sometimes. If Hunter noticed, he didn't say anything about it. A few days in, I woke up to Hunter shoving some stuff in a bag. He saw me stirring. "Ah, sorry to wake you, dude. Got wrestling tryouts today, so gotta head out early. Catch you later." That made perfect sense. Huge guy, huge muscles, obviously a wrestler. I grunted out a reply and nodded back off to sleep. A few hours later, I had woken back up and I was sitting in bed scrolling through my phone when I heard the door open. Hunter walked back in and threw his stuff on the bed. He was pretty energetic for this time of the morning. "You're still where I left you, dude." "That was great. Tryouts were so much fun, man. Showers were broken, though, so I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna grab one now." I shrugged. He started pulling his shirt and jeans off, and I realized that underneath was his wrestling singlet. It was red and black and had what must have been his high school logo on the front. It stretched tight over his chest and honestly made him look even more muscular. He turned away from me towards his bed, and I got a view of his bubble butt. This guy definitely did squats. As Hunter turned back towards me, he gave me a little smile. "Sorry, dude. Yeah, I know it's way too tight. Bulked up over break and have to get weight to get a new college one." The bulge in the front of his singlet told me that it was definitely too tight. "No worries," I replied, trying to look at his eyes instead. "I did a lot of swimming, so I know about tight underwear." I hoped the joke would make it less awkward. "Oh, for real? I thought it must be something like that. You seem pretty athletic." "Thanks, Hunter. Compared to him, I look like a couch potato, so I was a bit surprised by the comment." Hunter put his arms before his head and stretched. I could swear he was tensing everything as he stood there, probably showing off in front of me. He started getting his arms out of his singlet and took it down to his waist. He was obviously pumped, and the definition was obvious. As he slid the singlet down and off his feet, I saw he was just left in a jock strap. I hadn't seen Hunter wearing so little before, and I was shocked. He seemed so comfortable with his almost full nudity, and the bulge in his jock was really obvious. As he gathered his stuff up, his butt swung around to face me again, and the way the jock framed it made it look huge. "Sorry, man, too much?" I looked up, and Hunter was just smiling at me. "No, just caught me off guard with the huge booty," I joked. Honestly, I wanted us to be comfortable with each other and not weird or awkward, but I had to admit, he was way more built than I thought to begin with. Hunter chuckled. "All those squats got me some junk in the trunk for sure." As he said it, he gave his ass a little slap. "Now, shower time." With that, he wandered into the bathroom and left me thinking about what I'd just seen. Once he was finished, he came out wearing a towel and spent the next while just sitting on his bed like that. Arm up behind his head, his biceps and chest were bulging. That spark of jealousy I had before was going strong. Later that night, we had both gotten ready for bed. Hunter was lying there in just his boxers. I was feeling a bit more relaxed with the whole room situation, and so this time I did the same. I took my shirt off and lay down just in boxers too. "See? Knew it. Athletic man." Hunter nodded his head toward me. I was pretty proud of the six-pack I had. "Thanks. Nothing on you, though." He grinned and flexed an arm at me for emphasis. "Appreciate that, bro." A moment passed before I continued. "Bet you wrecked the other guys at tryouts, then." Again, he grinned. "A couple, yeah. But the seniors are just huge. Couldn't shift them at all." "I'm surprised. Didn't think anyone was bigger than you." Now he flexed his pecs and made them bounce in turn. He laughed at my face as I watched. "Dude, they were massive, but yeah, I'm real sore after that, so I'm gonna turn in." "Sure, Hunter." With that, the light went off and we both settled in to sleep. After maybe 10 minutes, I looked over at Hunter, wondering if he was still awake. In the dark, I could just about make out his face pointing up at the ceiling. It was then that I noticed his sheets moving up and down slowly, the fabric over his crotch tenting up and moving up and down. Hunter was definitely jerking off right now. I worried he might catch me watching, but I couldn't look away. I thought about the bulge in his jockstrap earlier and how huge this guy probably was. Truthfully, I was getting pretty turned on seeing this. After a couple minutes, the stroking got fast, and then I could hear Hunter grunt as he must have shot his load. A bit more rustling, something fell onto the floor, and then it was quiet. Fuck. I tried to get to sleep, but now I was too horny. I ended up stroking myself quietly and unloading into my boxers. Sticky, but satisfied, I drifted off. By the time I woke up, Hunter was gone. That was good. Didn't want him to see me getting up with the mess in my boxers. I threw them in my laundry basket for later and went around picking up a few of the other clothes I'd left on the floor. Something by Hunter's bed caught my eye, and I wasn't sure if it was mine or his, so I went over and picked it up. Suddenly, I understood it was his jockstrap, and it was filled with his load from last night. Holding his cum-stained jock, I was stunned. It was also getting me a bit turned on. I dropped it quickly and went for a shower to wash off my own evidence of last night. Later that evening, pretty late, Hunter burst into the room. He was obviously a little bit tipsy. "Adam, dude, the wrestling guys gave me some beers for making the team. You want a drink with me?" He held up some cans he was holding. "That did sound fun." "Fuck it, why not?" I answered. "That's the spirit. Now chug." He handed me a can and we both started drinking. We got through one, then another, then another. I wasn't that experienced with drinking, and so it was actually hitting me pretty hard. I was definitely feeling it, and Hunter was too. We just sat on the floor swapping stories as we drank. I told him about my breakup with my ex, and he commiserated with the story of his own. Then he told me about how he picked up wrestling afterwards to make himself better, and he went from a skinny kid to what he is now. "Well, it's really paid off," I said approvingly. Hunter grinned. "Thanks, man. You don't know how much that means to me. Like, honestly. But do you want to know how much that means to me?" Sure. I was confused by that. So, Hunter started. "After the breakup, I was pretty down, right? But now I'm this big stud. Who's gonna say no? Like, look at it." He tore his shirt off and flexed his arms at me, and they were impressive, as always. "No one, that's for sure," I laughed. He kept flexing. "You can touch them if you want." It was a bit of an odd comment, but I reached out and felt his biceps and how firm they were. "Hunter, really impressive." He looked pleased with that. "You know," he said, lowering his arms, "I might be drunk, but I want to tell you something." "What is it?" He looked a bit nervous. "After the whole thing and bulking up, I gotta say, it makes me feel real sexy." I nodded my head. "I can see that." "Now, I'm not gay," Hunter continued. "But seeing guys look at me and compare to themselves makes me fucking horny. In the locker room, I've got to control myself. But in here, I see how you look at my body, dude. That first day you were checking me out, I know you're straight, but makes me hard. I've been leaving my clothes off because I like that you look at me. Like, when I came back from wrestling and gave you that little show, knew you liked it. Then, last night, I could tell you were watching me jerk off, and it made me bust a huge nut, and my jock is not where I left it." Through this whole thing, I was listening stunned. This guy was telling me how turned on he was by me looking at his body. "I'm not gay," I said. "I'm not either," he replied. "But I'm saying that being watched makes me horny." His hand fell over his crotch and rubbed at the bulge forming. "And you like what you're seeing, don't you?" Shocked. I didn't know what to say, and being buzzed wasn't helping. "I love someone watching. You don't have to do anything. Just watch me. We're both just guys appreciating each other's body. Help me out, dude." I just watched as he stood up and slid the rest of his clothes off. He started posing in front of me, tensing and showing off each muscle in turn. I watched drunkenly transfixed and getting hard myself. "Yeah, that's it, Adam. Drink in the side of this hunk in front of you. Fuck, I love this, dude." I started rubbing myself through my shorts, and Hunter clearly took this as a sign to continue. He chuckled to himself and started giving his hard cock long, slow strokes, all the time watching me watch him. It had been a while since anything this erotic had happened to me, and I couldn't deny how incredibly horny I was. I stood up and stripped my clothes off too, leaving us both standing there naked and hard in front of each other. Hunter walked forward, took my hands, and placed them on his pecs before going back to stroking himself. As I felt his muscles and his nipples, he moaned. "Fuck, dude, you're making me feel so good." He reached out and started stroking me too. This guy was so obscenely aroused by me, and now he was jerking us off together. This was crazy. This is so amazing. Those chicks don't appreciate the hard work in a good man's body, but you do. You fucking do, and yeah, fuck. He kept stroking us as I tweaked his nipples, grasped his biceps, rubbed his abs. I then held onto his shoulder as I pulled in closer and put our cocks next to each other. He thrust his hips back and forward, like he was fucking his cock against mine. "I want you to come with me, Adam." He looked me right in the eyes as he said it, and fuck did that make me throb. Hunter went and laid down on his bed, patting the area in between his legs. I walked over and positioned myself, straddling him, our cocks on top of each other. "I want you to come right here," he pointed at the dip between his pecs. "Just cover me in our cum." His horny commands were pushing me over the edge. As I took over stroking both of our shafts, he laid his arms behind his head, pushing out his chest and tensing. He made himself look like a bodybuilder, ready to win a competition. All the time, he stared into my eyes, loving the attention. "Fuck, yeah, you love this body, these muscles. You're gonna make me blow my load, man. Ah, yeah, like that. Fuck, keep going, keep... Fuck, I'm coming." I felt his cock pulsing with each burst as he shot straight onto himself. The first couple managed to land in between his pecs like he wanted, and soon I felt the orgasm wash over me as my cum fired out to land beside his. Dude, fucking amazing. I got off of Hunter and lay on my own bed, recovering from maybe the best orgasm I'd had. A few minutes later, the rhythmic breathing told me that Hunter had fallen asleep. The sight of him lying there completely naked in a mixture of our loads, I was sure I'd remember that for a long time. Soon enough, I fell asleep too. I woke up the next morning with a bit of a hangover. My head ached, my mouth felt dry, but it was manageable. It was still pretty early and the sunlight was just starting to light up the room. Looking around, I saw some beer cans on the floor and remembered drinking with Hunter. I remembered how he had burst into the room, full of energy, and pulled me into an impromptu room party. My gaze finally moved over to him. He was still in bed, still asleep, but he was entirely naked on top of his covers. I could see his muscular chest rising and falling, his legs splayed across the bed, and his soft cock resting on his thigh. The memory of what we did last night hit me, and I saw how we had blown our loads together. I remembered him telling me how he liked being watched. Fuck, this was crazy. I'd moved to college wanting to meet new people, and I'd wanted a good relationship with my roommate. I wanted a brother I could share anything with. But this was way too much. I wasn't gay, but I'd just come on this guy. Sure, we were both drunk, but how would he react when he woke up? I wasn't sure I wanted to be around to find out. I grabbed some boxers out of my drawer and slid them on in bed. At least not completely naked, I got up and headed into the bathroom for a shower. I spent a little while longer in there than usual, trying to think about what to do. However, a plan never formed. Eventually, I dried off and went back into the room to get dressed. I hoped Hunter wasn't awake yet. Through the door and back to my bed, I could see out of the side of my vision that Hunter was still in bed and in the same position. I glanced to him, but his eyes were open and he was looking at his phone. "You finished in there, dude? Cool, I gotta clean up." Hunter jumped out of bed, entirely naked and with dried cum all over him. He just nonchalantly walked past me into the bathroom. It was like nothing changed. Honestly, I was glad he wasn't freaking out, but the lack of reaction was kind of weird to me. I didn't want to hang around, and I had a couple of classes later anyway, so I simply got ready. I could hear the shower running and Hunter humming to himself as I left. After my classes and grabbing some lunch, I got back to the room early afternoon. I breathed a sigh of relief as I noticed Hunter wasn't there. I threw my stuff down and sat on the side of my bed and tried to relax. As I sat there, I spotted a big bag on Hunter's bed. It had some clothes in it and various other things laid out on the bed next to it. Was Hunter packing up to leave or something? I walked over to have a look at what it was. A quick look through the stuff on the bed and in the bag told me this was probably just a collection of his workout clothes. There were a variety of tank tops, shorts, a couple of his wrestling singlets, and several jock straps. He probably just got this out to find some clothes and went to the gym then. I thought back to the jock strap he had worn before. The one I'd found with his load inside. That black one wasn't here, but there were so many others. Some looked normal, others had a couple of extra straps, some were even Calvin Klein. He must really like his jocks then. That fit with how he said he liked people watching him and looking at his body. I had to admit, he looked really good in the one I saw anyway. Would I look as good in them? I wondered as I picked one up. It was bright red with black straps. I turned it over in my hands. I was really curious what it would look like if I wore this, and Hunter was probably out and not to be back for a while. Just to be safe, I took it into the bathroom and locked the door behind me. Stripping off my clothes, I slid it on. Standing there in front of the mirror, wearing nothing but the jockstrap, I felt surprisingly sexy. The way it hugged my bulge and pushed it up, how it framed my butt, I liked it. I was nowhere near as big or muscular as Hunter, so I didn't look as good as that. But I thought I looked hot. I could see how Hunter got off on people looking at him. I got my phone out and took some quick pictures of myself. Honestly, I was getting a bit horny again, and I could feel my bulge swelling up under the fabric. I was getting hard, wearing Hunter's jockstrap. Damn. I took off the jock and got redressed. I'd already done too much, and this needed to go back before he caught me. I left the bathroom cautiously, but he still wasn't there. Relieved, I put the jock back where it had been, amongst all of the other sport kit. A little while later, I sat at my desk with my laptop, organizing things for the year ahead, getting together schedules and class notes and anything I might need. Absorbed in the work, I only half noticed as the door opened behind me. Hunter. I stayed turned away towards the desk and the wall as I heard him walk in and I got anxious. Hey, Rumi! Dude, you working already? Year's barely even started. He sounded like his usual confident self. I kept looking at my laptop instead of him as I replied. Just getting some stuff organized in advance. For real, dude, that's way more responsible than me, he laughed. That campus gym was so busy, man. Guess all the other new guys want to check it out, same as me. So, he had gone to the gym, as I thought. As much as the idea of him packing up and leaving was unlikely, I still felt a bit reassured. Plus, he seemed so chill right now. Maybe this wasn't going to be bad. Maybe he'd been drunk enough to forget? I don't think so. Luckily, Hunter continued, it's a pretty cool gym, and they've got loads of stuff. Didn't even have to wait to bench. I finally turned around to look at him. That's great. He'd clearly come straight back because he was still sweating a lot. He was wearing a tank top, some shorts, and a backwards cap like when I'd first met him. Typical frat bro look. Yeah, it was, dude. Hunter cracked a smile at me. Got a wicked pump, man. He grasped his left wrist with his right hand in front of himself and puffed his chest out like a bodybuilding pose. He was right. He was really huge. I caught myself and quickly turned back around. It felt weird now to look at Hunter showing off. You good, bro? He asked. Yep. Uh-huh. My weak response was pretty unconvincing. Something wrong? He came over next to my desk and stood by me. He put a hand on my shoulder. Adam, you're not being weird about us jerking off last night, are you? That took me by surprise. The straightforward way he just brought it up. Look, man. He sat down on my bed facing me as I stared back at my laptop screen. We're both studs. We've got needs. We're not gay just because we jerked together. And it's no reason to get weird or awkward. I did this before a couple times with my wrestling teammate. It's no biggie. I was drunk and horny. We're bros and roomies, man. He was really sincere about it. I appreciated the honest way he just went ahead and said it. And honestly, I felt the same. I turned back to face him again. It's fine. I've just never done something like that before. That's okay, dude. First time for everything, right? Plus, I gotta admit, it was pretty awesome. Embarrassed, I admitted, actually, yeah, it was pretty awesome. Good, dude. Thought you liked it. We blew so much it took a while in the shower to get it off. His laughing and joking made me feel a lot more at ease. Everything was fine, it was just me getting anxious about things. Yeah, it was a big load. I felt slightly weird saying that out loud. Dude, and you shot so far. It was all on my chest, and I swear I found some on my chin. We laughed. It felt good to be close with him like this, and it wasn't weird anymore. I don't know if I could shoot like that again, to be honest, I said. That's fair, man, he replied. A moment passed before he continued. So, I got a question to ask. Straight back to anxious, I felt like this was an important question. So, you remember I told you how I like people watching me, right? I nodded. Well, sometimes I... He looked nervous as he looked back at me. I do cam shows with my laptop. I let people watch me as I strip and jerk off. Again, I was surprised, but honestly, this made sense with what I was learning about Hunter. It's pretty fun, and I make some good money with it. I was just wondering if it was cool with you if I keep doing them, like if I use the room when you weren't here. I took a moment. Frankly, if I wasn't in the room, he could do what he wanted. I certainly couldn't stop him, and it wasn't like he was filming full-on pornos or something. Hunter, that's fine. I don't mind. Really? That's great, dude. Thanks. To be completely honest, I was thinking about doing one today. I was trying to choose something to wear. That's why all my stuff is out. He gestured at the bag and the clothes on his bed. Oh, I mean, I can leave if you want to do that. I started to get up and close my laptop. Thanks, dude. Unless, do you want to try it with me? I looked at him, confused. No pressure, just saying. If you want to do it with me, pairs get more views a lot of the time, and I'd split the money with you. It's easy cash. What do you do, though? I asked, curious. So, usually I start with clothes on, then the top comes off, and I do some poses. I go gym and get pumped before so it looks good. Then it's strip off until I'm naked and slowly stroke. You get a lot of comments and donations and stuff, asking you to do things, so I'll go along with it until I feel ready and then I bust. He shrugged like he just explained something normal, like how to cook dinner. But people can see you the whole time, so if they wanted, they could just post it around online with your face and body everywhere. Honestly, Adam, have you met me? You know I love that shit. I have to admit, he was right. He probably liked thinking that would happen. But if you're not cool with it, I've got something. He went over to his bag and pulled something out of a side pocket. The first time I tried this, I was kind of nervous, so I wore this. It's like a balaclava, so it covers your face. I took it from him. It was indeed what felt like a nylon balaclava. The more he talked about it, and with this hiding my face, I felt like I wanted to give it a go. What was the worst that could happen? And it sounded like it might be fun. Okay, Hunter, we'll give it a go. Great, dude. First time for everything. He winked. I'll get it set up. If you want to choose something to wear from my bag, go for it. Hunter opened up his laptop and started opening a site. I went over to his bed and looked into the bag for a second time today. After a minute, I hadn't made a move and Hunter came over. So I was thinking about this one and maybe this top. What do you think? He picked out a red tank top and the red jock with black straps I'd tried earlier. Yeah, they're great. He rapidly stripped off what he'd been wearing to the gym. The pumped-up stud getting changed next to me felt kind of normal now. His soft cock went into the jock strap, and I felt a little excited that I'd been wearing it earlier, but now his bulge filled it out considerably. The red tank top went on, and some black shorts, and he completed it with his black cap on backwards again. Maybe this one for you. Think that would look good, man. He held up a white tank top with blue stripes down the side, and a white jock strap. I took them and some blue shorts out of his bag. Getting changed there next to him like he had done, I felt a bit self-conscious. Once the outfit was on, Hunter nodded approvingly. Yep, nice. He then handed me a blue baseball cap. Put it on like mine. Some of these guys love this look. We're like frat bros. These guys? I asked. Oh yeah, I swear, gay guys love this idea that we're both straight bros in a frat messing around. Get some good money and views. Honestly, Hunter, I thought, I didn't realize it was for gay guys. What's wrong with that? Way more guys on these sites than girls, and they tip well. Hunter laughed. Plus, we can't see them, so just imagine they're girls if you want. It's just us here. He was right. It didn't really matter. With us both in our outfits ready, I put on the balaclava and he hit a button on the laptop. Cool. We're live. Just like that? Just like that. It'll take some time before people get in, so we're gonna get ready, man. How do we do that? Let's do some push-ups, get you pumped up too. We proceeded to do some push-ups in the room together. Even having worked out already, Hunter was pushing out more than me. After a few sets, we stood back up and he had a feel of my pecs through my top. He told me that I looked ready. Then he started to show me how to do some poses, moving my shoulders and arms into position. After that, he arranged our chairs in front of his laptop and motioned for us to sit down. Cool. Look, already got some guys watching. I looked at his screen. The chat box already had some comments in it. You guys are so cute. Great couple. Wow. That's right. Philip, your bro. You guys are studs. It suddenly felt a lot more real. I was next to Hunter, showing ourselves off live to a load of horny guys. Can't believe what you've gotten me into, man. You'll enjoy it, I bet. I've got it muted right now, so they can't hear us, but I'm gonna unmute it if that's cool. Why the fuck not? I laugh nervously. May as well do it properly if we're doing it. Great, bro. He pressed another button on the laptop. Hey, dudes, Hunter said, really enthusiastically. Thanks for your comments. Got my straight bro here today. Make him feel welcome. I watched as a few comments popped up saying welcome to me. Crazy. Okay, so we're gonna do poses now, he said to me. Remember from before? Do a couple, then we'll start stripping and doing more. What followed was around 5 minutes of us flexing biceps, chest, everything. Then Hunter stepped over to me and started taking off my top. They love when we touch each other, man, he whispered to me. His top came off, and then he motioned for me to do the same. Undressing him and then matching his poses as he showed off, I realized I was liking this. I saw the comments on the screen, and that encouraged me. Love those chests. Your bro is built too. I watched as the viewer count grew. I felt some confidence growing as I stepped forward and started pulling off Hunter's shorts. There we go, dude, he whispered. You're getting into this. I really was. He took my shorts off too. Then he flexed his chest and put my hands on his pecs. He winked at me and started loudly asking how they felt, clearly for the camera. I replied with how big and firm his muscles were. Just in our jocks now, he turned to show his ass to the camera and turned me around as well. My bare ass was showing live to hundreds of people. I felt a bit anxious thinking about that, but incredibly turned on, too. I was getting hard on Hunter's jock. He looked over at me and playfully slapped my bare ass cheek. You're smashing this, man. Looks like you're really enjoying it. He nodded towards my growing bulge. Actually, I really am. I know you are, I joked back at him. Oh, you know I am. He winked and looked down at himself. I followed his gaze to the cock straining against his jock and poking out the top. I'd been so absorbed in the comments and our flexing and undressing, I hadn't even noticed he was fully hard. Next step, bro. Jocks come off. Together? I nodded. We both bent over to take our jocks off. Asses to the camera. His hard shaft sprang out, and mine followed suit. Then, he turned around, showing off for our audience. This was it. I braced myself and turned around, revealing my hard and now throbbing cock to a live audience. I was ridiculously aroused. The next 30 minutes, me and Hunter sat in front of his laptop, fully naked and hard. We played with ourselves, joked around, flexed, and showed off. It was honestly really fun, and I was so hard the whole time. As people tipped, we showed our asses, took the jocks on and off, and felt each other's muscles. But soon, Hunter turned to me. Okay, he whispered. So we're going to finish this off if you want. I've been close for a little while. I nodded. Same. So it's your choice. We can finish ourselves off like last time, or if you want to go further, get some more tips? He had a mischievous grin. Go on, I said. How about you jerk me off until I come, and then I do the same for you? Fuck. I took a moment. Ugh, fuck it. Why not? That's the spirit, dude. Born performer. I knelt next to Hunter, so we're both in view of the camera. Then, my hand reached out and grasped his shaft. I held his cock last night briefly, but sober, this felt so different. I could feel the shape and curve of his cock were different to mine. I started stroking him, and he moaned. His arms went behind his head, and he flexed and tensed as I jerked him off. As I pleasured him, he moaned and twitched, clearly enjoying it. His eyes alternated between watching my hand stroke him and reading the comments pouring in. He loved the attention from me and our audience. After a few moments, he loudly said, I'm gonna come. Keep going. I stroked up and down the whole length, faster and faster. Then, Hunter turned his head and locked eyes with me as his face scrunched up. I felt him thrust into my hand, and then his cock was pulsing, shooting thick ropes up onto himself. Two shots hit his chest like we had before, but the rest of his cum went over his abs and into his pubes. Panting heavily, he took a moment to recover from his climax. Hunter stood up and pushed me into my chair. The cum-covered hunk knelt down in front of me between my legs. His hand picked some cum off of himself and then wrapped around my cock. His cum as lube, he stroked a few times. "Fuck, that feels great," I moaned. "If you want, I can make this even better, bro." I was so turned on I could barely think. I nodded. Suddenly, his head went down, and his mouth covered my dick. I gasped. I was getting my first ever blowjob from a guy, and everyone was watching. It felt amazing, and I was lost in ecstasy. I barely lasted 30 seconds before I gripped Hunter's shoulders and pulled him into me, saying, "I'm coming." At that moment, he took my cock as far into his mouth and throat as he could. I roared as I hit the biggest orgasm of my life and fired round after round of my load into Hunter's throat. I was spent. As I recovered, Hunter set about closing the site and his laptop. "Dude, so glad we did this. That was so fun, and we got loads of tips." I just nodded. "Did you enjoy it?" he asked. "Yeah, Hunter. Yeah, I did."It was just over a week into the college semester, and I couldn't believe how quickly it had gone. I'd settled in, gotten used to the campus, met some new people, and gotten close with my roommate. Before I arrived, I'd been so excited and didn't know what to expect, but I certainly hadn't expected what had happened. I forgot all about my ex-girlfriend and that stress. The worry about moving across the country, it was all really good so far. All of it. Waking up to the morning light streaming in past the curtains, I looked over to Hunter's bed. He was lying there, fast asleep on his front, arms hugging his pillow. This guy. I really didn't know what to think about the stuff we'd done. We'd only known each other for a short time, but it felt like we were best bros already. Maybe that was because he was a really friendly and confident guy who was fun to be around. The kind of guy I wanted as a best friend growing up. Or maybe it was the great orgasms he'd given me. I tried not to think about it too much. I got up out of bed and shambled to the bathroom. After a quick shower and getting ready, I wandered out to start getting dressed. "Yo, bro." I heard a sleepy grunt from the other bed. Hunter's eyes were still closed. "Hey man, sorry if I woke you. Got some classes this morning," I said. "It's cool, dude," Hunter mumbled. Clearly, not a morning person. "What are you doing today?" "Gym." I didn't get any more out of him, and soon enough I said goodbye and headed out the door. Being the first classes of the year, they were predictably boring. The first one was just talking about how the semester was structured, when the exams happened, mostly administrative stuff. The second, then, was just basics intended to start getting us all on the same page. Nevertheless, there were a lot of people there. Most everyone had laptops out, typing away notes, same as me. It really started feeling like college. The third class was pretty packed by the time I got there. I ended up sat right in the back corner as I listened to an older guy, again going through basic stuff. Just a few minutes in, I was already bored and staring into space. I could see a few people's screens in front of me, and I guess the sentiment was shared since they were all just browsing random sites or chatting with friends. Idly, I wondered what Hunter was doing. He said he was going to the gym that morning, so he was probably finished by now. He'd go back to the room and shower, and maybe he'd... I thought for a second. Didn't he like going to the gym before he did shows? Maybe he was doing one now. I felt my heart rate quicken a little. I remembered the site we'd used. It was the easiest way to check. But that was weird. I was considering looking up a gay cam site so I could watch my roommate, and I was in class with other people. It was crazy. Then again, I was in the back corner. If I angled my laptop, no one else would see, and I'd seen Hunter naked before anyway. It would just be a quick look to see if he was on, just out of curiosity. I plugged in my headphones, just to make sure my laptop didn't let out any suspicious sounds, and stuck one in my left ear, closest to the wall. I turned the laptop towards me and the wall. The next seat was empty, before the next guy. I was actually doing this. I typed in the cam website. Immediately, a wall of guys appeared, and I searched for Hunter. It didn't take me long until I saw a familiar face. I clicked on him. Up he came. Sure enough, Hunter was sat at his desk in our room. He must have been going for a bit, as he was already down to just his jock and a baseball cap. I really looked at him. His short brown hair, thick neck, big arms. I continued down his smooth chest with swollen pecs and his defined abs, right down to the bulge that waited there. He had just a little bit of hair above the waistband that he was playing with as he read the comments. Seeing him like that, I remembered our first time, how we'd blown loads all over that body. Then how we sat together on the stream, just like this. I imagined myself sat next to him, equally undressed. I could feel myself getting harder in my jeans. I glanced quickly at the guy two seats down. He seemed to be dozing off, and so I risked a quick readjustment in my pants. Really appreciate that, guys. I jumped as I heard Hunter's voice in my left ear. I forgot that I'd put the headphone in. My heart raced. I couldn't believe I was sat in public watching my almost naked hunk of a roommate. I watched as he flexed his arms, and then his pecs. After a minute, he got up and turned his back, showing his bubble butt framed by the straps of his jock. He gave his cheeks a slap, and then slid the jock off. He turned back around, revealing his stiff cock. At this point, I was as stiff as him. I did my best to avoid rubbing myself through my jeans, but at 7 inches, the bulge was really noticeable. I had to hope no one looked at me enjoying the show. A couple of comments appeared, asking Hunter how big he was. I knew he was a little bigger than me, so I guessed 7.5 inches. He typed back to them that he was 8.5, clearly exaggerating for his audience. To be fair, it looked believable. I watched for a good 10 minutes as Hunter played with himself, rubbing his muscles and his cock. Every so often, I heard his voice in my ear, asking if I liked it, asking if it was a good show. Honestly, it was kind of torture, since I was really hard and couldn't just sort myself out in that class. But I couldn't stop watching. I thought about adding a message to his chat or donating a tip myself, but I thought he would appreciate something more direct. I took out my phone and typed a text to him, just saying, "Great show." I looked at it for a few moments before I got the courage to send it. Maybe it was too far, but I was genuinely horny and not thinking properly. I watched on the stream as Hunter saw his phone buzz on the desk, leaned over to pick it up, and saw my message. He looked straight back at the camera, and I felt him looking at me personally. I was scared for a moment as I saw the surprise on his face, but that faded quickly as he broke into a big grin. He turned back to his phone, typed something, and then the message appeared for me. "You're watching?" it read. "Yeah, I was curious if you were doing a show," I replied. "What do you think I should do now?" I just stared at his message. What did I want? I thought about seeing him stroke, seeing him come on stream. Damn, I was way too horny. Just as I was lost in thought, I noticed the class starting to shift. The class had ended without me realizing. I closed my laptop and started putting stuff away. "Class finished. Coming back," I typed. What was I doing? As I rushed back to the dorm, I tried not to let the bulge show too obviously. This was ridiculous. It wasn't far, but I was hoping Hunter wouldn't finish before I got there. I wanted to join in. I couldn't deny how much fun it had been the last time. And I wasn't even thinking about the tips. What had happened to me? As I almost jogged down the hall to our dorm, I paused at the door. I hesitated, and then knocked. Why did I knock? It was my room. Sure, Hunter was stroking himself on the other side, but should I just go in? I heard Hunter from behind the door say, "Adam?" "Yeah," I called back. "Just come in, bro." I opened the door and slipped in quickly with a glance up and down the hall. Contrary to how nervous I was, I found Hunter confidently sitting back in his chair, on full display, in just his cap. his muscles pumped up and his cock sticking straight up, clearly very hard. "Hey, bro." He seemed so relaxed. "Hey," I breathed back. "Seemed like I should wait for you, dude. You want to join in?" "Fuck yeah." Maybe I was a bit too enthusiastic. "Fuck yeah," he repeated with a grin. "You want that balaclava again?" I thought about it. Honestly, I kind of liked the idea of doing without, of people watching me and Hunter getting off to us. I shook my head. "Awesome, bro," he winked at me. "You're rubbing off on me, Hunter," I joked. "Bro, we've done that a couple times now." I laughed. It felt comfortable doing this with him. I don't think I ever would have done this if not for Hunter asking me. "Just so you know, I'm gonna unmute it." He leaned forward and pressed a button. "Now, you wanna come over here so I can undress you, bro?" I dropped my stuff on the floor and walked over as he stood up. He put his hand on my bulge. "Damn, bro, you're already getting into this." He then started to strip me. Shirt first, then jeans, shoes, socks. I was almost painfully hard now, and it showed. Hunter got down on his knees in front of me as he slid my boxers down, and I sprang out fully hard with some pre-cum starting. He looked towards the camera, and I did too. I could see us there, both naked and hard, Hunter in front of me. It turned me on even more. "See, they like it, bro. You look great." I looked down at Hunter in front of me. With a smirk, I took off his cap and put it on myself. Then I put my hands on the back of his head. "Bet you look great on my cock, too," I said. "Kinky fuck," Hunter chuckled, and in one swift move took my cock in his mouth. I was absurdly horny, but I managed to hold on as I felt him sucking on my shaft and playing with my balls. No doubt about it, I loved the attention my rock-hard cock was getting. My ex never blew me like this. She just didn't go for it as wholeheartedly as Hunter did. After a few minutes, I pushed Hunter off of me and motioned for him to get up. He seemed confused for a moment until I got down on my knees in front of him this time. He raised his eyebrows at me. He clearly didn't expect me to return the favor. I looked to the rigid shaft in front of me. This was it. I was about to take a cock in my mouth. I wrapped my hand around the base and handled the head past my lips. Being careful of my teeth, I started to get more in. It was maybe a bit salty from his workout sweat, but I liked it. Maybe halfway down, the moans of, "Ah, fuck," from Hunter spurred me on. He was so big, it seemed like I was full up, but there was a lot left. I could feel how taut his body was, his heavy panting, and the way his dick throbbed. I wanted to suck him. I wanted to make him feel the way his mouth had made me feel. I pushed down further, trying to take his full length, but I gagged. "You good, bro?" Hunter asked me. "You're doing really fucking well." I looked up and met his eyes as I pulled off his cock. "This is way harder than I thought. You made it look easy." Hunter laughed and pulled me up by the shoulders. He went to sit down and I joined him. Our cocks both slick with each other's saliva. I played with myself as Hunter read through the chat. "Oh hey, this guy put up the money for a private show. You want to go for it?" Honestly, way too horny for my own good, I shrugged. "Yeah, sure." We entered the show with just this one guy. He asked a few questions to us about how we knew each other, whether we were really straight. Hunter told the truth, that we were college roommates, but then he added how we both had girlfriends and just needed to make some money. The guy seemed to think it was really hot, and then asked to see a blowjob. Hunter immediately leaned over and started sucking me off. I was really focused on how amazing it felt, but wanted to give a good show as well, so I made sure to try to flex my body, moaning and saying how good it felt. After a minute or so, the guy typed, "You guys are great. I really want to see you fuck and come in the other's ass." I tapped on Hunter's shoulder, and he came up to read the text. He turned to me. "Don't have to if you don't want to, bro. If you're not comfortable, we'll say no." I wasn't sure how I felt. It was a pretty big step. How would we? I was unsure. "Well," Hunter started, "how about we move my bed side on, I get on, and then you fuck me from behind there." I hadn't even thought about which way around we would go, but Hunter just accepted that he'd be fucked. He was so casual and confident about it. "Have you done this before?" I asked. "Nope. First time for everything." Seemed like that was becoming our motto. I thought about it for a few moments. I couldn't deny it. I wanted to fuck him. Let's do it. Hunter smiled and got up to move the bed. We positioned it so the camera could see well, and then he pulled a condom out of his bag. It honestly seemed like more of a sex bag than a gym bag at this point. Hunter got on all fours on the bed, and I positioned behind him with the condom on. Looking at his hole right in front of me, he seemed so vulnerable. This was a first for both of us. I placed the head of my cock at the hole, braced myself with a hand on his hip, and then pushed in. Hunter moaned and gasped, but took it like a champ. I went slowly, working my way into the tightest hole I've ever fucked. It felt incredible. Around halfway in, I stopped to let him get used to it. Hunter was sweaty. He was panting. I asked if he was okay, but he just told me to keep going. In a minute or two, I sank to the base and let him know. As I stopped there, I realized we had basically forgotten the guy and looked back to the chat. He was saying how amazing it looked, how incredible Hunter's moans were, and how we were crazy doing it without lube first time. I asked Hunter, but he didn't have lube anyway. I gave a couple thrusts. Damn, bro. It feels so huge. Thought you were done, then it just kept going. Fuck, that made me hard. You good for me to fuck now, man? I asked. I saw Hunter nod and went for a few more thrusts. Another comment popped up. Get him on his back. I want you to look at each other as you fuck. I told Hunter and we repositioned. This time, as I pushed in, I could see how his face scrunched up and the different expressions he made. As I started thrusting, we made eye contact and Hunter grinned at me. His smile, his moans, and the way he was rock hard, I knew he must have been enjoying it. I fucked him slowly to start, enjoying how his ass squeezed around my shaft. With one hand, he felt it my body, and with the other, he stroked himself. Yeah, fuck, fuck. Fuck me, Adam. So fucking deep, bro. I couldn't help myself, and I started pounding harder and faster. I could feel myself getting close. I'm gonna fucking come soon. Come with me, man, I panted. Hunter just stared into my eyes as I felt him tense up. His ass spasmed around my cock as I saw shot after shot erupt from his dick in front of me. He shot even further than normal, a few shots landing on his chest like before, but two hitting his face. Seeing my buddy covered in his own cum, the spasm of his ass as he orgasmed, it was too much. I shoved as deep as I could as everything in me fired into the condom deep inside of Hunter. I yelled, "Fuck!" I thought it wouldn't end as I shot several times into him. I collapsed into him, breathing hard. I didn't care that his cum shots were sticky on my chest. We took a few moments as I got softer in him. Then we got up and went to close the stream. The guy was very happy with this show, which made Hunter smile. He closed it all down. Another day, another dollar, he winked at me. Good work, man. Besides, it's not about the money, at least not for me, just some fun. I nodded. Sure, the money was motivating, but I wanted to do this anyway, I think. Best not think about it right now. Cleanup time, one at a time, or you think the shower can fit us both? Hunter winked again. We can certainly try, I replied. I wasn't sure what was happening to me. In just over a week, I'd gone from trying to get over my ex-girlfriend to fucking my male roommate in the ass while another guy watched online. Even more, I liked fucking Hunter, and I'd come so much. Was I gay? No, I still liked girls, so maybe bi? But more than that, I liked the idea of people watching me, and I liked the casual way Hunter and I were still like roommates despite the fucking. After our last session, we'd just about managed to fit in the shower, and we'd washed each other off. Hunter was cracking jokes while I washed his cum off his chest. It felt fun and casual, more than sexual. Over the next few days, nothing much changed. We both still hung out in the room as we always had. Hunter went to the gym a couple of times, but hadn't wanted to do any shows. I'd been focused on trying to get a head start on work, so I didn't get overwhelmed. With what we'd done, I felt pretty relaxed around him, so I spent more time comfortable in just boxers or a t-shirt. Hunter did the same, but maybe more because he likes being seen. It was Saturday afternoon, and I was sat at my desk on my laptop. Hunter was out at wrestling practice, so I had some time by myself. I had some music going and was getting into a pretty good workflow, that is, until the door burst open. Hunter bounced into the room, clearly hyped up and drunk. "Yo, my bro, how's it going?" He was really loud. "What happened to you?" I asked. "Dude, we had the welcome thing for the team, and it was so good. Coach gave us a barbecue and some beers." He held up the cans in his hand to show me. "There were games and stuff, and he gave us new guys our singlets. Fucking love it, man." He crossed the room and practically fell onto his bed. "Wow, those came fast then. You've been on the team about a week? Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it then." "Oh yeah, dude, super quick. Not even tried it on yet, but it looks cool. Hey, you want to see it?" "Sure," I said. I turned around, expecting him to throw it to me. Instead, he got up off the bed and started stripping his clothes off. Honestly, I should have expected this from him. The shirt and jeans came off, then the boxers. He stood there naked, flaccid dick swaying around as he fumbled into the singlet. I chuckled a bit, and he shot me a dirty look, but eventually he got his feet in and pulled it up over his shoulders. He puffed himself up and struck some poses for me. The singlet was bright blue with white stripes going up the sides. It definitely seemed like it fit better than the last one, but it was still tight on him. The way it hugged his chest showed the definition in his pecs. While you couldn't quite see his abs through it, it led down to his thick thighs. There in between them, his bulge was very apparent. He turned around and gave a back double bicep pose, his lats flaring out to the side, making him really broad. His bubble butt held up well too, big and firm. I gave him a little clap as he turned back to me. As always, the attention got him going, and I could see his bulge starting to grow, lengthening out to the side. As he laughed and took my applause, even the outline of the head got obvious. "Are you going to do a show in that then?" I meant it half as a joke, but I was sure he was thinking about it. "Maybe, dude, but I got a great idea today." He suddenly seemed a bit more sheepish as he continued. "Sit over here with me, bro." He sat on the edge of the bed and padded next to him. Intrigued, I sat down next to him. He was still drunk, but more nervous now. "So, I was talking to the seniors, right? They were telling me all kinds of stuff about campus, like the best hangout spots, the best food. Like, there's this one place that does beers and wings and all these screens with sports. Anyway, they were talking about that wood that's just past the lake. You know it?" I nodded. The big lake in the middle of campus had a wood next to it. It wasn't that big, but it was pretty dense. I walked past it on my way to and from classes. "So the story goes that at night, people go in there to fuck. Max said a girl gave him a blowjob in there once." "Dude, doesn't that sound so hot? Like, in the middle of campus, just people passing by, anybody could walk in and see." He was obviously really into this idea. Sitting there in his singlet, his hard shaft showed how turned on he was, thinking about it. A little wet patch was obvious at the tip. "Yeah, Hunter, actually it does sound cool." "Yeah, right? But a lot of girls don't like that stuff. They're always like, no, someone could see. I'm like, that's the whole point. Difficult to find someone into that." He eyed me as he said that. I knew what he was going for. "Adam," he licked his lips anxiously, "you ever fucked in public?" "No, have you?" "Not yet. So, you want to do it? Try it together?" I knew this was coming, but I still hadn't decided what I would say either way. Hunter persisted. "I know you like doing the show with me, man. You're chill, you get it. All I'm saying is, we should go to the wood. I'll give you a blowjob, then you fuck me. That's all. Try it out. If we don't like it, we can stop and come back." "I don't know. Hey, why don't we chug a few beers, then go? For the nerves." He held out a can towards me. "Fuck it." I took the can and downed the whole thing. "Yes, dude." Hunter cracked a wide grin and handed over another can. An hour later, it was already pretty dark. A few beers in, Hunter had said he didn't want his singlet dirty, and so we should change. He picked out some clothes for us both from his bag and insisted. It was pretty similar to what we wore for the show before, frat bro style. It was fairly warm out, so I didn't complain too much about the tank top and shorts. Plus, the jocks he got us to wear meant easy access later. As we'd changed, Hunter was so hard he barely fit in his. So now we walked through campus in the evening dark, thinking about what we were going to do, and how excited Hunter was to do it. I was honestly really hard too, and my heart was racing. As we rounded the lake and headed towards the wood, it became very real. We glanced around and, seeing no one nearby, headed inside. We had a check around of the area in the wood to see if anyone else was in there, but we didn't see or hear anything. So we found a spot by a tree, where you could just about see the path, but it was shrouded on all other sides. "This is good, man. So, you still up for this?" Hunter asked. I nodded my head and swallowed. "Leave it to me, bro." He winked and knelt down in front of me. His hands took my shorts and pulled them down. I was so hard my head was peeking out the side of the jock, and I felt the evening air on it. Then Hunter's tongue, as he gave it a quick lick. He pulled it out the side properly, and I stood exposed. He gave me a few strokes before immediately diving deep onto the shaft. His mouth engulfed me, and I felt the warmth all over my hardness. He sucked up and down my cock, playing with my balls in his hand. It felt so good, and I gasped each time he came back up and licked the head. He was really going for it. Honestly, I was getting close already, but I wanted to fuck him there. I needed a break. "Switch, man," I said breathily. "Sure?" he asked. "Unless you want me to blow already, and don't you want to be sucked too?" Another wide grin, and Hunter stood up and switched places with me. He leaned back against the tree as I knelt in front of him and slid his shorts off. The front of his jock was practically soaked in pre-cum, but I slid his shaft out the side, the same as he had done to me. "Ah, fuck yeah. You feel great, man. Keep sucking like that." His head turned to look at the path. "Imagine if someone went past, saw this. Fuck." He was panting and clearly enjoying it. Now that my cock had calmed down a bit, I was ready to move on. I came off his dick, now covered in my spit, and stood up. I looked him straight in the eyes as I said, "Ready to be fucked?" He nodded and produced a condom out of his pocket. "Ready." He tore open the packet and slipped the condom onto me. Then he turned around and leaned on the tree, looking directly out to the path. His ass was presented in front of me with his hard and wet cock hanging free. I felt so ludicrously horny looking at him exposed and ready to be fucked. I grabbed my cock and positioned at his hole. The ground sloped a bit, giving me some more height and a better angle on his ass. I rubbed the head against him, and Hunter moaned. I couldn't wait any longer. I started pushing into him. I went slowly in, but he took me more easily than the last time. His ass still felt incredible, so tight and warm, squeezing my dick. "Fuck, forgot how big you were." Damn, that turned me on as I slid in up to the base. This time, I couldn't see his face, but I imagined it as I started thrusting, and I heard his moans and gasps. I reached around to give him a few strokes, and I could feel how wet he was. Soon enough, I started pounding harder, and I needed my hands to brace on his shoulders. I could hear the slap every time I sank deep back into him, my balls and thighs hitting his ass. "See those people?" I looked up and out to the path. I could just make out two people walking past. Imagine if they looked in here right now. They'd see us fucking like animals, out in the open, your cock slamming into me. His chat got me even harder, and I couldn't imagine being any hornier. I didn't normally, but I wanted to join in. "Yeah, Hunter, they'd see both of us studs. They'd see your big, muscular body taking my cock over and over. Maybe they'd hear you moaning and gasping how much you loved it." "Fuck, dude, keep going, keep going. Gonna make me come. Keep fucking." "Can't get enough, can you? They'd see how horny you are, the huge load you're going to blow everywhere. Your face as you feel me bust inside of you. Fuck. Adam, fuck me. Fuck me. Fucking. Come." His body tensed up, and he let out a deep moan. I saw a rope of cum hit the tree, and damn was it hot. I grasped his broad shoulders and thrust in as deep as I could as my orgasm hit. Here I was, out in the open, balls deep in Hunter's ass, and I came so hard my body shook. I slid out, and as Hunter stood back up, he held onto my shoulder. Damn, man, that was great. Let's get back and get cleaned up. As we started to head back, I asked, "Was it as good as you expected?" Hunter sighed, "Way better, man." Friday afternoon. Classes were finished. I was looking forward to the weekend and some time off. After a week, it still felt crazy what Hunter and I had done. But he was basically like a brother to me, and it didn't feel weird. We were comfortable with each other. We teased each other, and I really enjoyed our dynamic. I got back to our room first, so I put some music on, took my shirt off, and just lay on my bed. It was warm in the room, and I started to get a bit drowsy. I wasn't sure how long I was dozing there, but I snapped to as the door burst open again. Hunter really needed to stop doing that. Unusually, he was talking to someone as he came in. He hadn't brought anyone round to the room before. "So just hang on a minute and I'll talk to him, right?" I glanced up and saw a tall, lanky guy stood in the hall before Hunter closed the door behind him. "Hey dude, you're looking comfy already." He came in and sat on the bed next to where I lay. "How are you doing today?" he asked. "Good." This was suspicious. "Who's your friend?" "Oh, that's Matt. He's in one of my classes. We got to talking today."
"Oh yeah? What about?"
"Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, Adam. See, Matt thought he recognized me, so he came over to chat. Anyway, he realized what he knew me from, and it was our show online." He looked at me pointedly as he said it. "Oh, I guessed where this might be going, but I stayed silent." "So, Matt said he really enjoyed the show and both of us, so we were wondering, I mean, only if you want." "Just ask, man. Does he want to do a show with us or something?" "Not exactly." Hunter sighed and set a determined look on his face. "He wants us to fuck him." "Not quite what I guessed, but close." "So a gay guy who watched us have sex online wants us to fuck him?" "Yeah, pretty much. He said he liked, well, maybe it's better if he tells you." "You into it, bro? I can get rid of him if you don't want to." At this stage, I didn't even have to see Hunter's sizable bulge to know he was turned on by the idea. Honestly, as much as this came out of the blue, I did feel a bit horny. "No harm in meeting the guy, at least."
"Nice, bro."
Hunter got up to open the door and let the guy inside. Matt walked in and sat down on Hunter's bed, facing us both. He was skinnier than us two, but just taller than either of us. He had short blonde hair and a sort of boyish look to his face. If not for his height, he would probably look really young. "I'm Matt, from Hunter's class." He held out a hand to me. It felt a bit formal, but I reached out and shook his hand. Now that I was sitting on my bed next to Hunter, it sort of felt like a job interview. Matt's eyes glanced up and down, and I realized I was still shirtless. I hadn't even noticed with Hunter, but now my bare chest felt sexual. I thought to myself about what we were about to talk about. I should just leave the shirt off. I puffed up my chest a bit. "So, as I said," Hunter chimed in, "Matt talked to me in our class. Why don't you tell Adam what you told me?" Matt clearly wasn't as confident as Hunter. "So I caught your show the other night. It was really good. You guys look great. I mean, just look at you." He gestured at my torso. "Just watching two hot straight guys playing with each other, it made me so, I mean, it was great." "What exactly did you like about it?" Hunter prompted. "Oh, yeah, so I really liked the clothes and how they showed you off and how you stripped each other." He was clearly getting excited talking about it and gradually spoke faster and louder. "Just the muscles and the way that you played with each other. I was so hard. I saw one where you had a mask on, but I saw another without, and you're really handsome. The way you looked at each other and flexed everything. It was awesome." I looked at Hunter, who nodded back at me. "So, Matt, what would you like to do with us?" I asked. He looked back and forth between us and licked his lips. I'd love maybe a little show like you guys do, flexing, stripping. Then I want... You want us to fuck you. We're straight, you know? Hunter gave me a look like I was being rude. Dude, have you never wanted to try a threesome? Who cares if it's a guy? We can just fuck as hard as we want. Honestly, I was getting pretty into the idea too. Have you ever been fucked, Matt? He nodded. Several times. I can get ready in your bathroom, right? Then we'll just go for it. Hunter's hand clapped on my shoulder. So, you wanna? His eyes looked back into mine. I knew he wanted to. And, yeah, I was a bit horny and wanted to fuck something. Go get ready. I turned back to Matt and nodded to the bathroom. Yes, bro. Hunter grinned. While the shower was going and Matt got himself ready, Hunter and I got ready too. Just like for one of the shows, we looked through the bag, then Hunter spun towards me. Dude, I just had a great idea. He said he liked the clothes, right? We'll give him a little surprise. You're about my size, anyway. He picked out his new blue and white singlet and his old red and black one and held it out to me. Oh, damn. Actually, another great idea. I'm on a roll, bro. We both stripped off and started putting the singlets on, wearing Hunter's red and black singlet. It wasn't quite as snug around my chest as it was on him, but it fit pretty well. The blue and white one he put on again showed the definition in his pecs. At this point, we were both hard, and the bulges visible under the tight material. I could see his head and the way the shaft twitched occasionally. At that moment, Matt came out of the bathroom, just in a towel. He saw us standing there and stopped dead, look of shock on his face. Hunter laughed as he got the reaction he obviously wanted. He walked over to Matt, took him by the shoulder, and guided him to sit on the bed, looking at us. We gave him a show. Flexing and showing off our bodies in the tight singlets, Matt clearly enjoyed it. He was rubbing his crotch through the towel and making little noises as he breathed deeply. I started off following Hunter's poses, but as I got into it, I moved over to Hunter and felt his muscles as he flexed them. Matt drank in the sight of us. With this horny guy sat watching us, the noises he made, and the tight fabric on me, I felt so sexy. I felt like we were muscle gods being worshipped. I slid the straps of Hunter's singlet off and pulled it down to his waist, leaving him bare-chested. Then, as his arms came up, showing off his biceps, I pulled it the rest of the way off, his rigid cock bouncing free. Hunter pulled me around and did the same to me, showing off my body and cock to our audience. Both fully naked and rock hard, we rubbed each other's body for a bit. Come here, Hunter said to Matt and pointed to the floor between us. Matt obediently came and knelt between us. His hands went onto our shafts and gave them a few strokes. He looked over the two options in front of him, trying to decide, before his mouth engulfed Hunter's cock. I watched this guy taking the whole length of Hunter, in and out. He really knew what he was doing. Hunter's eyes stared down at the action as he moaned. I reached out and played with his nipples, and he seemed lost in it. The room was already warm, but we'd started getting hot and sweaty. Soon enough, Matt's attention turned to my dick. He was really good. It felt amazing. My hands went onto the back of his head as I pushed him onto my shaft. Hunter's hands returned the favor and played with my nipples. I locked eyes with Hunter as I moaned, "Fuck." "I know," he replied. "Great little cocksucker, isn't he?" "Fuck yeah, bro. If he keeps going, he's gonna make me explode." Matt pulled himself off. "No, I mean, not yet." He stood up between us. "I want you both to come inside me, together." I gave him a little confused look. "It's always been a fantasy of mine. I want you to fuck me at the same time." "Damn," Hunter breathed. "No girl ever asked me for that." He looked to me. "Me neither. Best take advantage of the offer, then. Lead the way, Matt." Obviously excited, but also nervous, Matt took Hunter's hand and brought him onto his bed. He lay down and Matt pulled him towards the end of the bed. Then, he took the towel off, revealing his cock, dripping with pre-cum. Smaller than both of us, his ass was round and perky, already coated in lube. He must have lubed and loosened himself up well in the bathroom.
He straddled Hunter's cock and sat his ass down on top, facing towards Hunter with hands on his chest. As he sank down to the base of Hunter's cock, I heard them both moaning together. The sight in front of me was damn hot. The way Hunter relaxed and splayed out on the bed, Matt straddled on top of him, the cock connecting them both together, watching that, I seriously wanted to join in. After a few minutes of adjusting, Matt beckoned me over. Being right at the end of the bed, they were in the perfect position. Matt leaned forward, exposing both his ass and the cock inside it. I reached down and felt at the lubed hole and stroked Hunter's shaft and balls underneath. I placed the tip of my cock at the hole and wondered how it would all fit in. I slid it up and down and over the underside of Hunter's cock, gathering up lube. I saw how Hunter's hands gripped onto Matt's legs and heard his gasps. He really was enjoying himself. Then, gradually, I pushed my head into Matt, using Hunter's cock as a guide. His ass stretched impossibly to fit both of us inside him. I could feel his hole gripped around me and Hunter throbbing underneath. As I pushed in the last few inches, I saw Hunter and Matt making out, both still moaning and gasping. "You guys are huge," Matt whimpered. "Fuck me, fill me up." I was watching Hunter make out with this guy while both our cocks rubbed together inside his ass. This was incredible. I gave a few tentative thrusts, and the feeling of friction against the ass and the other cock, it was even better than fucking Hunter before. I started to pick up pace. I could see Hunter's hands still bracing on Matt's legs, whose hands were furiously jerking himself off. Eventually, I felt Hunter start thrusting too. Initially, we were out of sync and both pounding away at this tight hole, but we started pumping in time soon enough. We were all sweaty. We were all panting. All I heard from Hunter were animalistic grunts every time he thrust his dick in with me. Matt couldn't get enough of it. He was moaning. "Fuck. Fuck. Yeah, fuck me. Fuck this hole. Harder. Harder." A couple of minutes later, Matt's body shivered. Hunter growled. "That's it, dude. Fucking come. You love our cocks, don't you, little bitch?" His asshole pulsed around us as he obviously came on Hunter. Hunter sounded as aggressive as his thrusting. "You just love being pounded by us straight dudes, don't you? We're using this hole until we're satisfied. You're not leaving until both our loads are inside you." I hadn't heard him like this before. He was like a beast, just growling and fucking as hard as he could. I felt the force of his cock as he slammed in, and I tried to match his power. "You're just a dump for me and my buddy's loads. You ready to fill this ass up, Adam?" he called. I was taken over by the aggression. "Fuck yeah, bro." Matt was whining. "Yes, sir, please, give me your load." I felt Hunter stop thrusting and tense up. I actually felt every spurt of cum travel up his cock and shoot out, covering the inside of Matt's ass and my shaft, too. This was driving me crazy, and I hit my climax as I kept thrusting. I shot and shot, but kept thrusting. As the climax subsided, I pulled out. Drips of cum oozed out of Matt. I didn't know if it was mine or Hunter's. I had to admit, that was hot. Matt lifted himself off and excused himself into the bathroom to clean up a bit. Hunter just lay there, panting and looking at the ceiling. "Damn, Hunter, you got really aggressive there." "Yeah," he laughed. "Didn't expect that. Just came over me. It was just, you know, I could feel you fucking like a madman, and it felt so good. And he was eye-fucking me the whole time. It felt incredible." We laughed and relaxed. After a while, Matt came out of the shower, got dressed, and said his goodbyes. Hunter just stayed there on his bed, naked and in the same position as when he came. I busied around, tidying up. "So glad we're rooming together, bro," Hunter said. "Same," I replied.